Now, we had one of those. We nailed a long, like a 2x10 or 2x12, nailed it in the middle of it into a stump and called it a jumping board.
Hadn't heard that called jumping board.
Nah, not till started working for this.
Okay. What about the very common thing that you would suspend from a limb of a tree with ropes and have seat?
Swing.
And the container that you would use to keep coal in, if you had a coal burning stove?
A coal bucket or a coal scuttle.
Is there a difference?
Well, now, a coal, to me, a coal scuttle and a coal bucket are really the same thing. But a coal bucket, it's really a coal scuttle because it's shaped differently from a regular bucket. It's got a, it's got more of a, let's see, it has a rim that sometimes is, comes in toward the hole. In other words, the metal is made such that it's a smaller hole than it would be if you didn't have the metal piece that comes over. And then it has a kind of a mouth on it where you can easily pour the coal. And then some you have, you know, you have different sizes. You have small ones, but they all have a mouth which allows you to pour the coal from.
Okay. Say if you had a coal burning stove, what do you call the thing that goes from the back of the stove to the chimney?
The now let me get. You got a stove pipe and the flue. To me, stovepipe and flue is the same thing. Yeah. I know that's not technically right, but that's what it is to me.
What about the thing that a lot of people use for yard work to move things around with? You know, you got 2 handles and 1 wheel down.
Wheelbarrow.
And if a farmer wanted to put an edge on an axe, something that he might use, sometimes you see these things were pedal operated or.
Yeah, now you, a wet rock or a wet stone. Now the bigger thing to sharpen bigger objects on is a grindstone. Mm-hmm. And you might even have a horse or a mule that'll have to operate that. Mm-hmm. Now some, you, the smaller ones you can turn by hand. Mm-hmm. But a wet rock or a wet stone is smaller than grindstone.
Can hold it in your hand?
Yeah, you can hold it in your hand.
What about that vehicle I drove up in? You call that a
car or automobile?
And if, say, your car is beginning to develop a few squeaks, can I take it into the gas station, ask the tenant, put it up on a rack, do what to it?
Grease it.
You say yesterday he
greased it.
And if you get that stuff all over your hands are
greasy.
Mm-hmm. And while you got your car there, you might tell him to look up on the hood and check the
oil.
And the stuff that people used to burn in lamps for fuel.
Kerosene.
Or that kind of thing.
Coal oil.
Okay. Any terms you heard for a temporary lamp or makeshift lamp that you would make with a bottle?
Torch or a lantern.
Not familiar with flambeau?
No.
Okay. The inside of a tire that inflates, that's the
inner tube.
And if you've just built a boat, you want to check it out. When you put it in the water, you say you're going to
launch it.
Okay. Talking about boats, if you were out fishing in a lake, the kind of boat that you'd have to paddle around in, what would you call that?
Rowboat.
Any other types of boats like that?